Kippur Shabbos, in the middle of a piece, it's a Gishmak piece we'll see. Zerub Asili Mikdash. Asili Mikdash. Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. Zerub Asili Mikdash. Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. Heinrich Yasus Atzman, it says Yasus Atzman Mishkan or Mikdash. That's the beginning of Shechanti B'Soicha. The Rosh Chazal B'Soicha Lenema Ela B'Soicha Melamish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shoichen B'Soicha Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Israel. The Rebbein Shalem is Shoichen. Rebbein Shalem dwelling B'Toich Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Israel. Ki Ha'Adam Adugmas HaMishkan. A person is the Dugmas HaMishkan. וזה ככל אשר ימר היצחק, כי מויש רבינו זיקח כל העיבורם שלו, מויש רבינו זה מזכח עול איזה עיבורם, עד שנעשו כל העיבורם שלו דוגמס המשכן וכלב. מויש רבינו זה מזכח עול איזה עיבורם, until עול איזה עיבורם became a דוגמה of the משכן וכלב. וזה ככל אשר ימר היצחק, הסתבס המשכן והסתבס כל כלב. Just like you. כמו שאתן הזדחחו כל העיבורם שלך, שיהיה בתרמנס המשכן וכאלו, וכן תעשו, היינו כמו כן תירי לסק עם כל בני ישראל, לא ערס לבובם, לעבוד את זמבריה, ברוך הוא, ברוך שמוי, שיזכחו כל קוימס גופם, ליאס מקדוש או משכן להשרוס שכנוס יסברך מנס עוס למקדוש ששכנתי בסוי חדק. Every Eid gets, every Eid has to become a משכן. Every Eid's got three parts to him. The Malam already says that every Eid has the Roish, it's connected to the Kodesh Kadoshim, and then every Eid has its goof, which is connected to oil moed, which you have a chilek agashmi, you have a chilek aruch, you have the shulchan, you have the menorah, and then azora, that's the bechina of the lower half of the body, and that's kilu got to be burnt out. That's nefesh ha'maham, it's got to be burnt up on the mizbech. V'hine be'ez she'ha'olam oisik ba'avodas Hashem b'toyer tefila, b'shas a person's oisik in avodas Hashem b'toyer tefila, b'neka loy lidabek es nafshay b'Hashem. It's easy for him to be mendavik in nefesh b'Hashem. Why? Ki ha'toyer tefila tzricha. Liyas b'chinas hashma l'ozcha, l'oznacho, ma'ashat ha'maitz b'picha. When a person's oisik and avodas Hashem, then it's easy for him. Ki ha'toyer tefila is hashma l'ozcha. So he's mata ozna l'shmaya dibur b'shmaitz b'picha. Just listen to what he's saying. Toyer tefila. Me'ela yis'ayre libo me'em tzorza dibur toyer tefila, sh'yevel advekis b'shmaitz b'ach, sh'yeo yishchnos ha'ychayfe falof. So he's not saying he's not Isaac in Yonim of Kedusha. Then he can fall from the Vikas Hashem. The person can be Nimshach Achre Tavas Amachal, the Malay is Kresai Vitavosai, Belize Nimshach and Nifsak Mashem. And Chen Isa, Shleisha Shachla Shulchan Echad, Velay Amor of the Retire, Kilu Achlam is of Chemesim, Kilu Achlam is of Chemesim. וזה איסה על שלושה. מאחר שהם רואים להשרוס השכינה. Why does it have to say three people? Because the three people, it says בקרב הלכים ישפויץ. And that's Dayanam are three. ולכן כשלוי אומר דברי תאירה, when you don't say דברי תאירה, נפסקו מדווי כסה אלן, הם נפסק from דווי כסה אלן, כאילו אוכלו מזיו חמיס מחס ושם. ואוכן האמס הוא ככיוון שיש בכוח קודש ישראל לזכך, קוים אז גוף היביס משכן, להשרוס שכינה זה יסבורך, ולכן אפילו כשיש אחד הולך על השכונוי, since each person has a chiv to make himself into a mishkan, as if he's oichel mizif chemesim. Even a person who's sitting alone, it's a big chiddush. Because some say the Mishnah Nova says ve'ein b'neim. I think no. In other words, mashma that it's got to do with the togetherness. Each person sitting in the sefer by himself. It's lacking, it's got to be b'neim, it's got to be between them. He says even one person sits by himself, it's gam ki ki ilo achlo, it's also ki ilo achlo, oichlo mizib chemesim chas v'shan. So therefore an achila, the person's got to be very careful in the inyan of achila, dafka the inyan of achila. You know the whole pagam by Purim is when the p'nish anenim is adon, misod the zachash v'yosh. So what's wrong? How can that cause a kiloin chas v'shan? Then it's also Shachash Reish. But the word is, the Achila, what happens to the food? The Achila becomes the etzem part of the person. Right? It becomes the etzem part of the person. So, the way he eats, it really reflects on his etzem. Achil is the dogma of something that you're taking in from the outside. It's mamamish becoming part of your system, part of you. So if a person is oimer of the Brit Torah, so then it becomes like a helig gezach. It becomes like it's a gilui that is etzem, is an etzem of kedusha. And if chas v'shalom, if a person doesn't say the Brit Torah, eats only the Shin Taiva, so that reflects on a certain etzem. So achil is the pechinas etzem. You're internalizing it. Internalizing the achila, it's atzmis de gazach. And made it therefore, means that it was kule achila l'shem taiva. Kule achila l'shem taiva, so that was a murder, a kitchen, not stam, there was a kitchen on the etzim of Klal Yisrael. And when there's a kitchen on the etzim of Klal Yisrael, so then they can't chas v'shem survive. Always the limit schus is the etzim still okay. Very tifi yisod. Magala, that they enjoyed all the tiflus that was going on there by the Suda. So it was an oira, a certain kitrib on the etzim of Klal Yisrael. And that always brings a malik. A malik is always makatrib on the etzim of Klal Yisrael. We discussed this often already, that the etzim is the rachis. The etzim is the shayrish, the rachis. Berachis is base rachis. There's an error on the etzim. There's a berachis, which would be shayrish, nika rachis. And then there's another rachis, a rachis going on malik. Berachis, base rachis. So Amalek is in the country on the Etzem. Whenever there's an error on the Etzem of Klal Yisrael, so then that's where Amalek is. That's why Amalek more wants to erase. It's like a tree. If somebody's makatrik on the fruit, say it. If somebody's makatrik on the sherish of the tree, so whoever wins and loses, either they're going to be nimcha min ha-sherish, or they're going to be nimcha min ha-sherish, because he's makatrik on the sherish. So if you're makatrik on the shayrish, so somebody's going to be nimchak from the shayrish. So maybe therefore that's why Amalek was in the sayer from the whole story. That's why Amalek's in the sayer from the whole story. And other rabbi says ketoyv made the kaviyim ashvi ketoyv lemelech levi melech bayoyin. Says the Gemara there. Says the Gemara. Says the Medrash Rabba. Now why kaviyim ashvi? Because kaviyim ashvi is where Klal Yisrael eat, but we sing Shabbos. We eat b'tachas miras shiras hashbachas. So maybe that's when the whole story started, the downfall of Haman. It's the contrast between how we eat and how they eat. So the whole Purim is the difference between table manners of Yidden and Goyim. Kill the Havdal, not table manners. Saying the Klal Yisrael eat, it's an avoda. So it means that what they internalize to become part of them. Is part of an avodah. So that shows that part of them, the etzim of them, is a davar shebekdusha, comes through his mirshis. They take it in through his mirshis and shibachas. Shengen they eat kol kulu l'shem taiva. So that was mevara. That was the mevara the chiluk. But that being mevara the chiluk, that was betzim the so on one hand, when you nenim sosa shkashverish, then a monarch can be makatri. Oba v'enshlans maktim refuah the dafke kedavid. All the biggest tiflus happened on the day where Klal Yisrael Dafke is eats Peseda, and that saved the whole situation. And that's all. So this Purim. Often we say that the inyan of das discusses the hechavi das means you're going into your etzem. But when a person's got das, everything's oiskecheshben. When a person goes hechavi das, then he's going into his etzem. So the Sudas Purim's got to be in a darga. Sudas Purim's got to be in a darga of Chayv and Nishlim Sume Adelo Yoda. You eat your Sudam, eat a Chechvidas. Eat the Sudam, the Chechvidas, is that's going into the Etzim. And into the Etzim, we sing and we say the Vetoiram, and you cry for his Kabbas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Mamish, the Bechem Sachiyah, Mechis Amali. You see that by Esav, as Gilui is that he came hungry. He came hungry, and that's why he sold the Bechor, and that's why he cut himself off from Netzach. Because of food, he cut himself off from Mitzchis, mamish because of food. His whole kitrig is the Awetzim Zamseh. But look how you eat. So he sealed his fate already by that first Suda. And that's Mamed, he sold the Bechor and he's going to Shaykh Slavis Amigdash. And he said that Hinen Echioidach Lamas. Everything through Achila came out of him. That's the Chashir. So that person eats, doesn't say the Bechor, as if Chemesa means that it's a Zichemesim, it's a toy tezach. There's nothing, there's nothing that kiddush orach mishulchanish amokim. Is that showing the yidden? That's showing the etzem of the yid. That's why the Rashi we always quote there. Rashi says, the Rashi we always quote. Rashi says there that there's a bracha. The goyim used to see how the yidden eat in the Beis Hamikdash. That was one of the sibbas that made them imagaya. Because that showed the chiluk. That saw the atzmistik chiluk between a yid and a goy. Till then, it's all zaitig zach. You see the atzmistik chiluk. So the atzmistik amala. So every game when Yisrael came, they made a whole big feast for him. Why didn't they make a whole big suda for him when they came? That's in the kuda. To see how he did that, that's showing the etzem. So mitzalecha, that was the kitchen. Mitzalcheni, the tikkun is taka the suda's purim. That's where the suda's purim comes from. It comes mitaych tzoyim, a tzoyim of Tanis Esther. Because on the day the tzoyim, after the tzoyim, we eat the taka l'shem kedushim, we eat taka l'shem shemayim. It's a chana for the mitzvah. They say that Takatana Sesta al Bihalocha. Tanis Esther is not a sad Tanis. It's a preparation for the Suda, that's what it is. Tanis Esther is a Hachana for the Suda. It's a Hachana for the Suda, that's what Tanis Esther is. So that's not good because they fasted because they went out then to be Loichem. They went out then to be Loichem and Mochama. So Tanis Esther is a hachana. It's a hachana for the achila. It's a hachana for the suda. Mora says the Sanhedrin. Now the mission was created kedeshi ikonis l'suda miyad. It's ikonis l'suda because the suda is that's what shows the heft. L'chein maza akos v'sisa shulchan hu ha-shulchan sh'orech l'achilasa. So therefore the pasuk is maza v'sisa shulchan is the shulchan that is orech l'achilasa. Yasa oisoi atzei shittim. The shulchan he makes out of atzi shittim. Atzi shittim is the bechinas satan. Shittim is gematria satan. Atzi is lashon eitzah. Hainu shagam bechilosa al shulchan yivakish lo eitzah keneged asatam yitzahar. Atzi shittim eitzah keneged the yitzatam. Shlo yochel kmo yirav tan the malus tavas yitzre. Ach sheyochel bekedusha v'tahara larach shulchan to yorech the shulchan bechinas zeh shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. V'zeh that's pshat. Amasayim orkoi v'amah rochboi v'amah v'chitzi komosim. Hine, ha'amah hi bas shesh tvachim. So amasayim is 12 tvachim. V'amah rochboi is 18 tvachim. V'amah v'chitzi komosim she'im tisha tvachim. Right, six and a half. Six is one and a half. Is nine. Arichob zayin, she'i oisi zoch. So the measurements of the shulchan come together to zoch. Chavzayim, which is Zoch. Behainu shegam be Yishuel Shulchana, even when he's sitting on the table, he bakish lo yitzis, she bakish yitzis kenegad yitzor, v'yir, she yir, zach, v'yosha pol, zach, ulatayim, ha'atzvo yinimtze mokim l'ashem v'achilose. V'zeh, that's pshat, v'sisa le mizgeres. She yas esoviv, shulchana mizgeres, she yir esogur, v'chosom yisoviv, she leimtzav shulchana shum achizah lero. The shulchan, there shouldn't be any achizah, any achizah to the koich zara. Umawa misgeres. Misgeres was a tefach. Tefach is gematria tzadizayin. Tzadizayin is gemenian the shem ma and the shem ben. Shem ben is milui, is everything milui hey. Is kibov kimilui hey and the shem ma is everything which is the bechin lewe and milui alf. Shem ma, like we said earlier, was the air, right? So just had that in the earlier piece. The shem ma is the shem of zayam, which is kuzmat gematria odom, tiakumino, soit. Shem Avaya, or then Ben, Shem Ben, that's the Bechinas Malchus, which is the Shem Adna. Right, because the Ben is the Malchus, it's the Yudkin, it's connected, it's the Ab Sagma Ben. Ben is the lowest one that's connected. It's Alam and Oil Masiyah, it's connected to Malchus. Vahaino, Ki Machal Oile Tzadi Aleph. Machal is Gematria Tzadi Aleph, Kiminin Avaya Vadna. Vezeh Yeh. HaMizgeres, that's what the Mizgeres is. The Mizgeres, Shecham Vachilosi, the Pneishim, Chavim Vachila. Liyachid yichud hakodesh havai v'adn ubezeh yiachilose legvoya solka. Then through that achilas oile legvoya. Ubezeh merumis v'soif tevis shom misgeres tefach soviv. That's merumis in the soif tevis of misgeres tefach soviv. Shebegematria tof yud kiminyan kodesh. Shebezeh yam shcholov kedusha aliyin. So whole misgeres is making a misgeres, making a mechitza, making a thing. That a person should eat person should eat, person should eat Lashem Shemayim. That's the Koyach HaShulchan. Atzi Shittim. Eitzah, the Bechin of Shittim. We see also, we see the whole Lila Shmi is also the Machshava for the Chachma. Shloi Lishmo, the first Mishnah, we discussed this before, the first Mishnah is Vachma. Everything's got to be Moichendik. Everything's got to be Moichendik in the Bissam English. Everything's got to be Moichendik Laman Hashem for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch. The whole Tariq Mitzvah is the Bechin in the dark of doing everything, realizing doing everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yisod also that the Be'elam Mishpatim Pashas Yisrael versteht sich everything was Leman Hashem Hashem Shemaim Pashas Mishpatim, which is all in Yonim Ab Ben Adam Lachaveirai. So the Vav Moisev and Inrishan teaches that even in Yonim of even the Yonim of Halachas Gashmim Kilo, even Halachas Gashmim, they all have to be Lilishmi. It's all the Bechina of being Lilishmi. That's the difference. The Issa of going to Arkois, Rashi says, even if they're going to pass in the same, but Amaisa there's an Issa to go to Arkois. Takawa is an Issa to go to Arkois. Because the Teretz is, that's the whole Nakuda. When you go to a Bezin, the Bezin are paskening this Shaila, this Halacha, Leman Hashem, because Lili Shmi, because this is the Rabbi Shlomo's Ratzon. This is the Rabbi Shlomo's Ratzon. The person goes to Arkois, so they're paskening because it makes sense. That's the Mechon of the Shavu Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Shavu Mitzvah B'nei Noach, Leman Yishuv Oilam, Leman Yishuv, of the mitzvahs we're doing for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is it to go to Akkoris? Not because it's going to be a different psak. It's because the goyim have everything, not Leman Hashem. They have everything because it's logical. That's what's logical. Everything's logical. Of the Mishpatei HaTorah judge, because that's the Bechina, that's the Bechina of Lili Shmi. That's the Bechina Tzedarga of Lili Shmi. So the Baal Turim says that, there's Terach, the 620 words in Aseres Adibris. He says that the 600 Tariq mitzvahs plus the Shevet Zmini Noach. What's one thing got to do? Achmen, all the Shevet Zmini Noach are Nichlal in the Tariq mitzvahs. And the Meshach Chacham says that all the Shevet Zmini Noach are Kedei Yishev Oilam. They're not Heli, Kilu. They give it back Kodesh Baruch Hu to the Goyim, Alti Yishev Oilam. The Goyim, everything is Alti Yishev Oilam. Oh, but they're not Lishmi, there's no Lishma in the Shevet Zmini Noach. There's no Lishma, there's no Dargav Lishma in the Shevet Zmini Noach. Of Mashenkin, Tariq Mitzvahs. It's the dark of everything's got to be a bechin of Lili Shmi. That's why I see the Mashal, the first mitzvah in the Torah. There's a mitzvah for us and a mitzvah for them. There's a mitzvah of approval. That's a mitzvah that we got, that other Rishon got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's another mitzvah, like Toyu Bora, the Shevet Yitzor. Like Toyu Bora is the world should be Miyushev. There's a mitzvah, the world should be civilized. The world should be Miyushev. There should be civilization in the world. So that shows that the goyim have, and we have a mitzvah of approval. That's the first mitzvah to show that our whole darga mitzvahs is different than the darga mitzvah of the goyim. Everything b'as is li l'shmi. So it's the kesher between the parashas. Hari Yisrael was kulei. Yisrael was kulei the ma'amid for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael was kulei ma'amid for Hashem. That's the darga of Yisrael. Matan Torah and everything was l'man Hashem. Everything was l'man Hashem. Okay, it wasn't logical. It wasn't logical. Everything was hecha. Yisrael gave up everything. Came. Everything was hecha. Mishpatim is going keilu to the halachas keilu that fit into the shevet. It's bnei noach keilu. Dinin is taka one of the shevet. It's bnei noach. So that's beetsam going into your mazik somebody. You have to pay him. Your animal, your behemoth is mazik. You have to pay. It's all going into such type of halachas. When you go into such type of halachas, then it sounds like keilu. It sounds upset. It's a halacha. Yeah. So that's why no Vav Moisman when Rishon tells us no, you got to be Mekayim, Eilam Shpatim Shtosim, you got to be Mekayim, the Pashas of Shpatim, the same Darga as Pashas Yisrael, Vav Moisman in Rishon. Even the Mishpatim which are Ki'ilu Ben Anan Lachaveiroi, even those Mishpatim Ben Anan Lachaveiroi are all the Maisa Kedei, the same Mechina as Ben Anan Lamakim. Ben Anan, that's where the Luchas also. One side of the luchas was Ben Adam Lachamokim, and one side of the luchas was Ben Adam Lachaveir. Even the halachas of the tirtzach, and takal the tirtzach is connected. Anochi Hashem Lekecha. Chatez, why should Chatezach be connected to Noish Chanechesh and Lekechet? That's the Yisod. That's the Yisod. The Yisod that Lekechet is connected to Noish Chanechesh and Lekechet is because the person has to keep Lekechet because of Noish Chanechesh and Lekechet. That's like the Vav. The Vav is Moisev and Inirishin. It's all, we're keeping all our lachas, we're keeping for the man. All our lachas, we're keeping the man. The man is the leadership. So, maybe that's all good, that's incorporated all in Pashas Trum. That's the Hemshah, the Yisrael, the Shpatim, and Trum. Everything we saw, that's what Rashi says, that everything is the Oich Lamachal Echa. Everything is the Bechinus leadership. Everything is Bechinus leadership. The whole Mishkan was to show everything in the Leben from Ayid is all the Yishma, is all the Man HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's so important to have a Machshava on the Man Hashem, to have a Machshava Lishmo, to have a Machshava Lishmo in the Beis HaMikdash. Because that was the whole Tachlis of Beis HaMikdash, the whole Tachlis of a Yiddish life. So it's all the Man Hashem, all the Man Lishmo Yitzbarach. It's all in the Kudah. To give the money. His Kiddush Hashem Ben Elibah means that really, usually the person's biggest kisufin is his money. When he gives away his money, it's Hashivus of Tzedakah, we're showing that our biggest kisufin is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashiach can only come when we yearn for him. That's the sound of Tzion v'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh v'tzedakah. Tzion v'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh v'tzedakah. Why is Tzion going to be? Why is Tzion v'mishpat v'shaveh v'tzedakah? Why the schus of Tzedakah? Stock is showing that we yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't give stock, it's giving away something that he yearns for the most. So he's giving that away. When he gives that away, it's something that he yearns for the most. So Meis Kadosh Hashem Ben Elibah means that's the chukah, but that's the chashiv. So giving stock that we're showing. Now our deepest chukah is to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With the Machzah Shekel, is to buy Karbonus. Karbonus is the mysterious nefesh, the chukah to go up to Hashem. So the Machzah Shekel is giving over the deepest kisufin. What's the deepest kisufin? The deepest kisufin of Yid is to be like a korban, the man Hashem, to be like a korban for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.